USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6 saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is ready to come down on airlines that don't do enough to compensate travelers for flight delays and cancellations. Buttigieg saying on Wednesday the DOT will make sure airlines meet federal requirements, including issuing prompt refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled. In a developing situation, a police standoff is ongoing in southwest Ohio, where a man was wanted for threatening FBI agents at their headquarters in Cincinnati. The FBI and the Ohio State Patrol are involved in the situation. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A new Monmouth University poll found that only a tiny minority of Americans have changed their minds about January 6 after months of Democratic-led hearings about it. When answering the question, have the recent House January 6 committee hearings changed your mind about what happened at the Capitol that day, or who is responsible, or have the hearings not changed your mind, 89% answered no, only 8% answered yes. The FBI raided former President Donald Trump's home earlier this week in search for documents he reportedly removed from the White House. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley believes there is a double standard in place at the Department of Justice and the FBI, and that there are questions which need to be answered.
Is when are they going to tell the American people exactly why they did it?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Grassley adds people need to be able to trust the DOJ. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Someone who's on the front lines of the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border is calling out the administration. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs, killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid, can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now, this country is in a crisis.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed legislation that will support the health of pregnant women, postpartum mothers, and infants. The new law will provide $45 million in support for women and their babies. The legislation won overwhelming bipartisan support from the Indiana legislature, with only 6 Democrats and 2 Republicans opposing the measure. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations as they head to the Richmond International Speedway. The Trucks, Xfinity Series, and NASCAR Cup Series all in action this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.